This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week is off to a great start. I hope your day is going well and you're feeling really good about yourself today. Y'all, I was on FaceTime with my niece, the one that calls me Mommy TT, and she's only two, but I try to speak positively to her and affirm her every chance I get, even though she's still little, because even though she doesn't understand, she's still listening and she's developing her own little personality, and soon she'll have her own thoughts and opinions about herself. So it's still so important to affirm her, even though she's still young. But it was bedtime and I said, okay, I love you. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You're going to do great things. You are so smart. God did his big one on you. You go, girl. Remember, babies wear diapers, big girls wear pull-ups. I love you. Good night. And we get off the phone and I was kind of sitting there like, dang, I wish my auntie would call me before bed and tell me all those things. But I'm always reminded how easy it is for us to uplift others and remind others how great they are, but we don't do it enough for ourselves. So wherever you are, boo, driving, at work, at home, on your daily walk, just say really quietly to yourself, I love you. You are beautiful and strong and brave. You're doing great things. Amazing things are going to happen to you because you work hard. You are smart. God did his big one on you. You go, girl. I love you. And watch how that shifts your mood, shifts your day just a little bit. You are all of these things and you deserve to be all of these things. So allow yourself to feel all of these things and go have a great week this week. Okay? Okay. I don't know what this says about me, but I will find myself having really good, productive, happy weeks where I feel like everything is going well. I feel good about myself. I feel good about what I'm doing with my life. And then literally a week later, be down bad. I feel like nothing is going right. I'm not doing a good job. Everything I do is terrible. And I find myself saying, why me? I was having one of those weeks not too long ago and was listening to an interview on another podcast where this guy hosts these huge celebrities and influencers on his show. And he's interviewing this woman who also has a podcast, and she's talking about how she got to where she is today. Her and her friend started a show a few years ago. Now she's been able to take this show and turn it into a multi-million dollar brand. She's been referenced in movies, been able to build a studio. She's been able to work with some of the world's biggest leaders, and on top of completely killing it, she just purchased her first home in LA. This hedge fund guy just proposed to her. And I'm just sitting there like, Lord, it's me again. And first and foremost, respect, right? I don't know what her life was like growing up and how much she had to sacrifice to get to this point in her life. First and foremost, respect. I respect the hustle. I respect the grind. I respect the blessing. However, have you ever had one of those weeks where you're barely hanging in there?
And you're like, okay, just hang in there. Things are going to go good. I'm good. I got this. Things are going to go well for me. And then here comes somebody else like, nope, not as good as me. I remember years ago, I got one of my first checks from podcasting and it didn't even break $100, y'all, but it felt like $1 million to me. And I'm cashing my little check at the bank. I'm proud of myself. I'm singing Wipe Me Down all the way to the ATM. I get back in the car and I open up Instagram and this girl posted a screenshot of how much she made that day in sales from her online boutique. And it was like 6 figures for the day. Yes, I said 6 figures for the day. Girl, I almost chucked my phone out the window. And again, it's respect first. I'm not the jealous type to be mad that another person is in their winning season, upset that they are walking in their purpose and using their gifts. That's what we will not do. But I am the type of person that will be very hard on herself. Sometimes I let the negative thoughts win, the thoughts that say, I am not adequate, that say, I am not good enough or smart enough or creative enough to achieve that level of success. The thoughts that say, something must be wrong with me. The thoughts that say, well, maybe you just aren't meant to do what it is you want to do. Last week, I talked about how anything is possible in life, but what I didn't mention was how sometimes we do end up saying that anything is possible. We just don't believe it's possible for us. You see, boo, we always count ourselves out before we decide to just be all in, and we end up letting go of dreams, letting go of ideas, letting go of goals, because realistically, that would never happen for someone like us. All of us have had visions for ourselves, for our lives, for our businesses, but there are some of us that let what we saw other people do, other people achieve, count us out of believing that we could do those same things for ourselves. We believe that this other person's life must be so great and so grand that everything aligned perfectly for them, and they are much smarter than us, much bigger than us. And so they got everything they wanted. And because they got what they wanted, we are not capable of getting what we want to, that we can't see commas in our bank accounts too, that we can't have toxic free relationships too, that we can't write books too, that we can't sell out shows too, that we can't be booked and busy too. And that is a Jedi mind trick if I ever saw one. Yes. Your reality may say otherwise right now. I get it. But sometimes, most of the time, you have to be a little unrealistic, a little unhinged. Big goals and big dreams and big ambitions don't happen by being realistic. Realistic means to be sensible, to have a practical idea of what can be achieved or expected. Reality is based on what is real rather than on what is wanted or hoped for. Reality, being realistic, tells you where you are. But a dream for your life, a vision of your life, shows you what you can become. And you have to hold on to that vision and that dream and that ambition like your life depends on it. Hold on to it no matter how life is looking. Hold on to it no matter how much money you have. Hold on to it, no matter who's supporting you or not, no matter who likes it or not, no matter who's buying it or not, no matter who is listening or not, no matter what happens tomorrow or not. This is what I'm doing regardless. This is where I'm going regardless. That is what I mean when I say you have to be a little unrealistic and maybe just a little unhinged. Some people call it being delusional, but I call it believing in yourself, because that's what it comes down to, sis. Your beliefs. You can have all the dreams in the world, but if you don't believe you can actually achieve them, then what are we here for? What do you believe is true about yourself, about your dreams, about your future? And if in the back of your mind, you're like, Ash, I really don't believe in myself like I should, then my answer to you is, indulge me. Why not? What is the evidence that shows you are not just as smart, just as creative, just as worthy of receiving that type of abundance? Where is the evidence that shows you can't do it? Where is the evidence that shows you are not worthy? Where is the evidence that shows that God favors them more than he favors you? And don't assume. I need facts. I'll save you time. There are none. There is no limit on the dreams that you have, sis. Everything is fair game. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. I think when it all comes down to it, we don't believe we can get really far in life because we've put limits on ourselves. We put limits on our beliefs, on our abilities, on our minds. We put a cap on what we think we can do, a cap on what we think God can do. And so we limit ourselves. So when we're having a terrible, no good, very bad week, those negative thoughts, when? One belief that I had to start hammering into my brain is that nothing is off limits to me, nothing. Just because I don't see myself occupy certain spaces, just because I don't see people like me with my background, with my upbringing, with my education, with my financial status, occupy the spaces I one day want to thrive in, doesn't mean it's off limits to me. Same goes for you, boo. When you see someone do something great with their life, their business, their family, doesn't mean you can't do it too. Because why not you? If that person has started a salon and now they travel the world doing celebrity hair, why not you? If that girl created her own hair care products from her kitchen and now she's in Target and Sephora and Ulta, why not you? If that girl made 100K in sales that month, why can't you? If that family was able to move their kids out the hood and now they're living in a gated community in one of the best neighborhoods with the best schools, why not you? That's the question you really need to be asking yourself. Why not me? When I listened to that interview, instead of allowing it to get me into my feelings and think negatively, I had to sit up straight and almost start taking notes like, okay, why not me? This is evidence that this is possible. This is exposing me to what is possible. And instead of letting it intimidate me or make me feel less than, now I have to listen intently because she's teaching me something. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm learning something. This is year 5 of having a podcast. And sometimes I feel like I got this. Sometimes I feel like I don't. But both times, I'ma still hold on to it because I believe in it. And there is something here. I know it is. And so I'm going to ride this thing out until the wheels fall off. On the days when I get paid and on the days when there's no money in the bank, when I can afford my own place and live in luxury, and when I have to thug it out and live back home with my family, when I know what I'm doing and when I'm lost and confused. I don't know what God has planned or what I do from this point forward, but I can't let this go. I can't let this dream go. I can't let that vision of myself being able to provide for my family, provide for my kids, expose them to things that they would have never thought they'd see in this lifetime, change my life, change another girl's life, make her feel seen, make her feel heard. I can't let that go. That's my delusion. Either I really am going to make this happen and God is going to do his big one for me, or I am absolutely criminally insane. Either way, I'm going to see it through. See it through, sis. Whether it's a great week this week or one of those terrible, no good, very bad weeks, and you're fighting for your life, see it through. When you witness someone walking in their purpose and you feel like electric sliding through yours, see it through. Hold on to that dream. Hold on to that vision and do not ever let it go. When you have $2 million in the bank and when you have $2, when everything is working and when nothing seems to be working at all, when you're popping and everybody wants to pay attention to you, and when they pay you dust, see it through. Because if it happened for them, it can happen for you too.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.